It's very good.
Okay. But can I just
I've been laying...
It goes, Jesus is watching while you touch yourself. Oh, Jesus is watching while you shit.
While you shit.
Religion is bad for everyone of us. Millions have died because of it.
Introduce the show. Introduce the show. Let's start.
Okay, may God forgive us.
All right.
When Soros fucked my wife. No, may God forgive us.
Were you there when Soros said he was leaving? And did you care when you heard the mothers weeping? In a world that's full of traitors scheming, with the dicks and the pussies still here gleaming. Well, not me, not me, not mine. I cut it off, I cut it off, I cut it all away. I'm waiting on the clock I'll get in heaven if it's true. I'm waiting on that clock that's coming due. Where were you when the gospel came unwritten, full of squid and diamond men have been? Well, I was there and I saw with tears in my eyes what squid can do to a man's cock and balls. What squid can do with their beaks and their claws. And they can rip, and they can tear, they can rip. Rip it off, rip it off, rip it all away. Watch me feed my cock to hungry squid so Soros can get laid. Stop the government from fucking me to death.
Okay, good. Woo! Yeah! Yeah, very good. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the ApocalyCast.
I feel like that song was way too professional for what we do.
Yeah. Hi. I'm the host of the ApocalyCast. My name is Pat Hilsman, and I'm a former investigative journalist.
Now he investigates the journalists. Because what are they doing?
I'm like, what are you guys doing? My co-host, the bad, bad man, Graham. Jesus.
Yes. Currently in transit from one coal mine in New Jersey to another.
So listeners can't see Graham right now, but if they could, they would see that he's in like a Willy Wonka tunnel of darkness with just lights going across his face because he's bad.
Yeah. The lights are supposed to punish him.
And it's me. I'm Jad. And I'm an ex-healer.
Now I harm.
Now you hurt. Oh, speaking of healing, have you ever noticed how the other day I was going into my cupboard and I had these tomatoes there, these crushed tomatoes, right? And I noticed that they said proudly grown in Ohio, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, very interesting. I was like, I'm surprised that it's not shamefully grown in Ohio. You know?
Shamefully squirted out of the earth.
Yeah. Problematically grown.
Reluctantly swollen from the dirt.
Yes. How are we all doing tonight?
Well, I'm in intensity mode because as I cast, I can see a state trooper behind me. So I locked into my cruise control, staying in my lane.
Get arrested, yo. It'll be good for the show.
Graham,
You have to be very.
Oh, yeah, no, they'll love me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, officer, please, please. Can you get your partner to comment?
Graham, you have to be very careful because the cast enrages police. As the signal of the cast passes through the cop body, it makes him shake with anger. If a cop catches you casting in New Jersey, he can kill you on the spot.
Wait, I have a full cargo of virus spores on me. So, you know, like, I definitely have to be careful. I don't want that to be found and prematurely released.
Especially when you get caught by the mushroom police, which is like, you know, there's an interesting story that I really like about the mushroom police. It's from this book called the Super Mario Brothers.
It's terrible how the mushroom police, they stamp you, right?
Yeah.
They're like, when they catch you.
And they're always, like, on about spores, you know? They're like, you better not have any spores in here, spore boy.
The thing that the government hates more than letting us live our lives is letting us have spores. The government wants to control every spore from every mushroom and every root. Because they're, and but it's like, who, what about us? I want my kids to have spores without the government doling them out once a month on a shameful spoon.
Jack, can you see the type?
Yeah. Okay, good. Listen. Before the government made spores illegal, I was born in a spore. Yes, in a mushroom. Yes, in the dark.
No, you were never born in a spore. You were born of a spore.
I was
born. Where did the spore originate? Who was the original spore?
Yeah, it's a difficult question. I mean, it's like asking who wrote the Bible. No one really knows.
But well, I mean, I wrote the Bible. Don't worry about that.
You guys know how, like, we're trying to obtain nuclear weapons?
Yeah. I don't like how the government is so stingy because they won't really have spores or nuclear weapons. And they act like they big time us about it.
And it also says it also says in the Constitution that I can have nudes.
Yeah, and nudes.
Yeah, and nudes. That was like the SOS from the Titanic is said send nudes.
Yeah. Oh, you guys know the government nuked the Titanic, right?
I've seen that. Actually.
Listen, can we get serious for a second? How do you sink an unsinkable ship? How do you sink
No, Chris Christie took a shit in the lower third, and they never anticipated that kind of weight.
Jesus.
Yeah. The atomic weight.
The shit weight.
Yeah. The full volume of his weight, it was too much, and it broke the unsinkable ship.
I don't care if Chris Cuomo primetime shuts us down, if he sends a cruise missile against the cast. Woodrow Wilson the Titanic. He fired a nuke at the Titanic from his mountain.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to say it.
I don't care if Chris Cuomo sends his sexual humiliation drones to the cast. I'll say it.
Oh, that's the new, the Defense Department contract is creating new drones that sexually humiliate their targets also, right?
Yeah.
Not enough to just kill them.
They're like, yeah, these new drones show up in Yemen at a wedding, and they're like, is that your dick?
Is it like Bean and Nafta? Are they like the bad guys in Braveheart? They're it's your first wedding night, so we get to fuck you. You don't remember that?
Yeah, this robot shows up and it talks in like stilted formal Arabic, and it's like, by order of the king, like, I've come to fuck your wife before you.
I remember that too. I can't remember though. Like, what? I know that the dick was directed towards as much terrorism as possible. What color was that dick? I can't remember.
It was a brown dick. Wait, no, blue. Blue.
Oh, it was blue? Braveheart? Oh, so it was a Smurf dick.
No, Braveheart, all their dicks were blue.
They painted their dicks blue before battle. You remember that famous line when he's like, they can take our land with our penises are blue. Oh, speaking of Braveheart, you know the crazy thing about how the virus, how like the legions of the virus have commanders?
Yeah, and emirs. No one ever talks about the virus emirs. They talk about super spreaders and Faucis.
Boys, we got to talk about the battle. The battle of the virus.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. The virus battle. And we got some audio coming in from the commanders of the virus. Lads! I am your commander of the noble viruses, COVID-19!
COVID-19!
Boys, wear your kilts with pride. Prepare for battle. Ah! Boys, look at all these useful victims we have in the restaurant. Quickly, whatever you do, wait until they've sat down before you attack. You can't get them when they're sitting. You can only infect them when they're standing up maskless. Wait for my orders and then unleash hell. Oh, shit.
I'm just a boy virus. I'm not old enough, but I want to infect.
That's the spirit, boy. No good virus that doesn't want to infect these fucking sheep.
I'm just a girl virus, but I want to infect. I want to infect like my dad.
Girls can infect as well. We here in virus country respect the way of the warrior, of the virus, of the viral stone and the viral loan. Hold ye ranks, boys. Gather around. Form a phalanx. It's time to take out these fucking humans. The second they stand up maskless, we're going to enter their mouths.
I'm gonna enter their mouths, and then we fold these sheep into wearing masks that keep the virus in after we get in there.
Ah, this was all part of our plan to cuckold the people of America into wearing masks in order to protect us, to form a little cave of protection in there for us.
Hi, I'm from Virus Military Intelligence. We predict that these cocksuck livestock fucking sheep will wear a mask like fools to keep the virus in. And no one can bother us when we're in there because of the mask.
If we don't have the masks, then our plan will fail. Our plan to weaken the siege of the American people.
I'm going to get in there, and I'm going to hang up a do not disturb sign, which is a mask, so no one disturbs me while I'm in there fucking around. And
do disturb.
Yeah.
If only these sheep had not allowed themselves to be cuckolded by Bill Justice de Blasio, then perhaps they could have protected themselves from our evil plans.
Now, Bill Justice.
Boys. SARS couldn't do it. The other viruses couldn't do it. It took this one. Hold strong, boys. This is the line. Into battle we go. Ah!
Mr. Virus Commander, is it true that SARS failed because too many of these people were clever enough to reject masks and therefore other people caught into their mouths and interfered with us because it wasn't sealed in there with hot spit?
This is the truth. Thankfully, the people of America have been cuckolded by the mainstream media into wearing masks. And the second they stand up without them, we invade. And then we're going to make love to all the cells in their bodies. And the cells in their bodies will spit out little cuckolded viruses from their very innards.
Yeah.
It'll be like haggis. Viral haggis.
That's why I enlisted in the virus liberation brigade.
Boys, lads of the viral liberation front. Enough is enough. They mean to exterminate us with their globalism and their vaccines. Never again. Not on my watch. It's time. They exterminated SARS. They exterminated our brothers in arms polio. But it ends here. After we have puckled in the American people, surely we shall infect them and make love to their wives. Boys, on my signal, we attack. 3, 2, 1, takbir!
I'm gonna explode in, I'm gonna make spores.
Quickly, release your spores, your viral load.
I'm gonna slip in here behind this guy's, behind this stupid Rube's mask.
Fortunately, that Rube has been wearing a mask as the mainstream media that he loves.
Look, look, squad, look, over there. Virus squad, look, there's a man all by himself with no reinforcements because he's social distancing. Get
him! Oh, aim for the one who's alone. Their strength is in their numbers, virus boys.
They're all socially distanced. Like, dumb hawk sucks. We can take them out one by one.
We need to focus our battle plan on the coastal elites. Down in Alabama, their strength and numbers will overwhelm us. We tried to enter a disco down there, and it was packed. It was completely packed with them.
They were standing too close together.
Yeah, but then we came to New York City, and there was a man standing alone on the street. And we said, he's vulnerable. Here we go, boys. Let's take him out.
Get him. Look at this. Look at this pathetic fucking guy who licks his own cum off the floor who's been inside by himself this whole time. Look at this man who apologizes when he comes. Let's get him. He's been inside.
This man, known as Graham. He is ripe for infection, boys. I feel that I could raise a nice virus family inside of this man's bloodstream. Inside of his circulatory system.
Graham, how's it feel to be a dad?
Graham?
Yep. Sorry.
How's it feel to be a virus father?
Yeah.
A spore's father?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, he's been following. So, good. You understand that the virus attacked you, right? Because you weren't standing in large groups to protect
you. Yeah, you didn't have anybody to protect you. You didn't have any
goons to back you up. My boy came home from school the other day, right? And he was telling me that they were doing these antiviral drills, anti-shooter drills, and antiviral drills, but they've combined them into one. So they're like, oh, like, quickly, everyone, stand together closely so that the virus won't be able to break in here and start shooting.
Well, you have to understand, I'm very scared of the virus and the proximity, and I don't like wearing masks. So in the great battle, I joined the armies of Khan. So that I could ride horseback and fire my virus-filled spores from a distance by archery.
Jesus, it's the ancient art of spore.
Yeah. Archery, the ancient art of building arches.
The ancient... the ancient art of arches and archers. Just firing spores under a bridge.
Yeah. And occasionally pleasing themselves. If you cheer the boys to battle, yes. Let's take out all these fucking American cucks.
Guys, can I ask you guys a serious question?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think is going to happen if the virus loses? Because now Tony Fauci is shooting people with his hot, stinky vaccine.
If the virus loses, we know exactly what happens if the virus loses. It will be penned into a small area, and then people will draw straws and become suicide bombers in order to try to break encirclements.
Yeah.
If someone is brave enough to fly a plane into us.
I don't understand. Yeah. If we're forced into a small pen and forced to draw straws, why are there no gladiators of virus to see who rises strongest amongst?
To see who gets to fly the plane into the CDC.
That's my favorite movie, is Gladiator Virus.
Are you not entertained?
You know, are you not duplicated? Have I not deconstructed your chromosomes in order to feed off of my own?
I wish the virus would ask what we wanted.
I know. Yeah, that's true. The virus is kind of inconsiderate like that.
The virus just comes in and fucks, you know, and it just does what it wants. And I,
you know, the virus.
When's it our turn?
My dad. He would just come through town and like would like infect me.
Your dad would just come back from like a trip.
Yeah. Once a year only. It was horrible.
And infect you. Wait, can you? So, were you ever in a room with like a guidance counselor and she was like, Pat, what's going on at home? And you're like,
yeah, and I was like, oh, you know, just normal things. Like, my dad, like,
and then you had like a tearful admission. You're like, sometimes my dad, when he gets drunk and angry, he comes home and he infects me. And the teachers are like, oh jeez, show me where he infects you. Oh jeez, and you're like, you're a boy, and your dad went on a trip, and you're like, what did you bring me? And he's like, it's a virus.
He's like, son, I've been traveling all over the world, collecting different souvenirs.
Son, I've been putting my new tongue in puddles all over the world, collecting virus.
Open your mouth, son.
It's like, you know, it's like no one teaches dads how to love their sons.
No. Nobody teaches love in general, you know?
And then, so some, like, fuck with low-life dads get it in their heads that the way they love their sons is by supping up virus in foreign lands and just squirting it into their boy.
Yeah, just spitting it. Jeez, the viral load. The load.
Yeah.
You know, guys, have you noticed it's been a little chilly lately? It snowed a little bit today.
I'll be right back. I finally parked.
Oh, nice.
Jesus. It's terrible about, do you think they'll erect a monument to the freedom fighters of 1-6?
What? What are you rambling about? I don't understand them at all.
Do you think they'll bulldoze the Vietnam Memorial, those suckers,
what? And
to erect a monument for the freedom fighters of 1-6?
What? Oh, one, yeah. Yes, probably.
Yo, can we do a Civil War letter from the...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Wait, hang on. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
No, but you got to do it. You got to do it. You know more about human answer.
Yes, Georgia, like, and we did defecate when we arrived at the...
Okay, you do it. You do it because you know more.
You got to do it. You're much better at it. It's your thing.
No. Go, give it a shot. I'll do a second one.
And we did defecate. No, we have to do it at the end, man.
All right. But I mean, if we have like a monument to those.
Yeah, what was it? Civil War letter 1-6 monument. That's very good. It would just be the frog meme guy, dude. That would be it. It would just be. That's what they should do. Is just have a monument that the Pepe the Frog with like the names of the dead chewed on people. Oh, that'd be a good one.
When you were at the Capitol, did you shit?
Did you shit? When you were defending democracy at the Capitol, did you shit? No, I definitely think we should find common cause with those people, though. They shit, you know, I shit, like.
So I was quick to cast disparagements on these people, and then they shat, and I saw that they had the same goo in them that we have.
Yeah.
Like, are we so different? Like, the goo that they splatted on the Capitol, that's our goo. Yeah, it's like how how we're all Americans.
You know? I paid that salary. Oh shit! Wait, hang on. Check this out. Wait, listen. Ready? Ready? Listen.
That's what I'm talking about.
That was a fart.
And you know there were farts in that building that day, and there was goo coming out of people. And it's like, it reminds you that we all have things in common. Mm. And if these guys can shit on the floor, I've done that. Papa! When you were a young boy at the Capitol, where did you shit?
I shit wherever I liked. Because this is America. All right, fine. We'll do it. Ready? Hang on.
It's like that guy who refused to flush Nancy Pelosi's toilet because yeah. She gets paid for it. He's like, I'm not going to flush this wench's toilet for free. I pay your salary.
But
hey, what's your problem?
Can you find me some just sad background music? I have a very important PSA for all the listeners out there.
Okay, yeah, I can. I will. I'll allow it. I'll allow it. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. Just go.
This is mysterious, not sad.
Just tell it.
Sometimes mysteries are sad.
All right, well.
Yeah. The mystery of sadness.
Listeners of the cast, I have a very important announcement for all of you. Hopefully, you allow your children to listen to all this inappropriate bullshit, but I just did something very dangerous today. I tried to drive and cast. And I hope all the parents out there, don't let your children drive and cast.
Yeah.
With all the virus on the road, all the viral attacks around me, It was a sad, scary, often trepidatious time for me. The highways were rampant with virus. I had to make a stop at one point just to take a breather for all the dangers that I was passing through. But parents out there, don't let your children drive in cast.
And the virus drives recklessly. It's horrible.
Oh, virus in 18-wheelers. There's so much load in the back. They just throw it hither and thither.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up 18-wheelers. Because it's like, whose side are they on with their loads?
Yeah.
They have these big loads, and they look at the virus, and they're like, oh, the virus has loads. I have loads. What are you saying about us?
Yeah, they generally just throw their loads around, and then those of us little people, you know.
Yeah, they sling. They sling their loads around.
Us regular fucking sheep.
Us regular pathetic cuck queen sheeple who have no loads to throw around.
Yeah, I have no viral load of my own.
I can't swing my load around.
Yeah, all I have is the heavy load I carry from having no virus.
Yeah, what about us? What about us pathetic few that have no virus to shoot at anybody?
Jad, how much load does your cat have right now?
Yeah, she's not brought me a single virus. I'm going to stop feeding her until she catches a virus.
She's holding a lot of virus.
Oh, you can tell, right?
In her backside.
Yeah, this is where she keeps the virus. Chipmunks
use their cheeks. She uses her fucking ass and haunches.
Her fat Puerto Rican ass.
You're touching the virus. Move it around.
Yeah, look at it. It's just full of
playing with it.
She's just chock full. She's bursting with virus. Which is another thing. Where's the city council? You know? Some lowlife filled my cat with virus.
Yeah.
Right?
Fuck.
Yeah. Well, why do you think they kidnapped Pat's dog? They wanted to fill his dog with virus.
Hey. Excuse me, no. All right. Listen. What?
Your dog is virus free.
Guys.
Your dog got virus for free. Stuffed into it.
Guys, you know, our country. Actors.
So spell.
Our country has been going through a period of. Hang on. I'm going to resend it. I'm going to pause. I'm going to resend it. All right. Bye. I'm resending it. Okay.
Should we leave?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. That, you know, the news, right, guys? Am I right? The news.
Oh, geez, guys, let's take a break from the news and open up some fucking good old American Christian pussy fucking mail. Right, boys? Some mail. Right? It comes on paper. And, you know, when you open the mail, you know the song that plays, boys? You know the song that plays? It's, I'll play it.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
Yeah, boys. You know, I'm tired of these cuck queen fucking Instagram bullshit talking to people. I want to listen to some pussy fucking big white dick mail, right? We're from the Postal Service. Yeah, let's crack this one open.
Is that a letter?
sound like an angry fucking
I'm saying we gotta read the boys. We've become inside out pussies because of email and telephones and bullshit.
Oh, we gotta read a real letter with ink.
Yeah, yes. Black ink on old white paper.
Yeah,
we gotta read letters.
Let's open up this letter. We got a letter from one of the insurrectionists.
All right, Pat, go ahead and open up this letter.
Dear the Apocalcast, I'm a long-time listener and short-time adherent of QAnon. The lies of the mainstream media washed over me in my life like a torrent of urine. And then I was called upon by a beautiful voice in the darkness, beckoned down to the Capitol building the vile center, the beating heart of evil, the genitals of cuckoldry, the whore of Babylon. And I lay waste to that pustule on humanity with God as my witness and Mr. Trump as my beacon. Allahu Akbar, hallelujah.
Praise be.
Praise be.
And washed over me like urine.
That's the best I can do. Okay, Jad, it's your turn.
Wait, boys, we have another.
Another insurrectionist letter.
We have another hot, steaming, horny, fucking full of blood ass letter from the insurrectionist. Graham, can you read this letter?
Orange letter.
No, I just got this letter from my brother. He is defending the lines down at Trump's wall in Texas, and his 2-hour dear mother.
Wait, your brother, Graham, your dear brother, Ram. Your brother, Ram.
Actually, his name is better. It's Nigel.
Oh, all right, good.
But Nigel, he sends this letter, and it reads, my dearest mother, I talk to you from down here on the lines, trying to protect the country from the great caravan that Joe Biden might be letting in. I know that you have the virus. I know that you opened up that newest update on Windows 11. I told you not to do it. Bill and Melinda Gates infected you with that virus. And we've been getting these vaccine bullets from Anthony Fauci, but they feel empty. I don't think there's anything in them.
What? Continue. Sorry. Continue. Please continue.
How dare you interrupt my letter?
I apologize. Continue.
No, you ruined it. What?
Okay. Fine. Dearest Apocalypse, I have but 2 virus bullets and 3 comrades. How are we to kill ourselves before the enemy comes in, before the squid arrive and impregnate us with their squidlings? If anything, this virus is a blessing in order to put rest to the good earth before the squid arrive and turn us into an ungodly hybrid of human and squid. I for one welcome the virus and hope that it kills us quickly and painlessly before we are inevitably fucked to death by the squid.
Can I ask you a very moral question? If it was just you and your 2 comrades and you had 2 bullets full of virus and 1 bullet full of vaccine, what would you do?
Well, it depends what the wanted outcome would be.
Do you know what's another word for a vaccine bullet? Is a hollow chipped round. Right?
Yeah.
Hollow chipped.
Chipped. Yeah. And it expands inside of you, you know? Influence. Yo.
That giant empty hole is filled with 1 lonely chip.
Yeah, 1 in
your... Yes, mother. Our commander hath informed us that all virus bullets are only to be used in the case of a squid-related suicide. But I am most distressed to know that the vaccine bullets which we have received need to be fired directly into my dick in order for them to be effective. Dearest mother, dearest the Apocalypse, this is most concerning to me and mine. Truly yours, concerned for my dick, Patrick.
Oh, what a letter from concerned for my dick. I'm concerned for his dick because he wrote with such eloquence. And, geez, you gotta wonder, after he sent that letter from the Capitol Hell Mall. From the Capitol Hell Gape. Like, what happened to this guy? You know, it's so eerie hearing these letters.
And you know what the craziest part? The craziest part about the vaccine thing is that, like, my girlfriend works at a school, right? And she was telling me that they take the vaccine bullets, and it's like only one of them gets to, like, spin it. Yeah, so it's like reverse Russian roulette. It's like the person who gets it gets the vaccine, and everyone else is shit out of luck.
I mean, does the metal detector at the school play the same game? It's just like, we'll let one every 5-6 through and just see what happens.
Yeah, it's like the masks.
You know? It's like how the mask lets in one out of every 5 viruses.
Yeah. And also, you know how like the mask lets in viruses that like might know it or like slip it a 20?
Yeah. The mask is always like making deals, striking bargains with, all kind of shit. It's, connections.
Speaking of masks, I'm sick of all this 5G.
Yeah, like how many do you need?
Guys.
I'm not trying to get hollow chipped by Bill Gates. This vaccine is going to expand in my dick and blow it clean off.
If only it were clean. But no, it'll be a ragged blow. If ever there was one. But listen, speaking of masks, I for one am getting sick of all this fucking 5G up in my shit.
Yeah.
It's time to get rid of it.
I saw fucking 5G in my yard the other day, fucking around, fucking digging shit up, fucking burying other shit, fucking eating my plants and shitting them out.
The other day, 5G drove by my house. I was fucking peeking out. I'm not exactly sure what it was doing, but I could tell there was some kind of nefarious intent.
5G keeps calling my daughter after dinner, leaving her Snapchats of its dick.
Yeah. 5G keeps listening to rap music. Driving around.
Hold on. Can I ask a question? As a member of the cast, I don't think I know about this 5G. I mean, I'm just curious. Like a friend of mine told me that 5G put a razor blade in his daughter's tampon, but I really just, I don't understand.
Listen here, Peckerwood, she got off lucky. 5G came to my house and tore my dick lengthwise and left.
Hey, Graham, have you ever heard of a microchip? Graham, have you?
Maybe.
Have you ever heard of a little boy's penis?
I've heard of that too, yeah.
Well, 5G is bringing those two things together. Graham, have you ever heard of the Mark of the Beast?
I think I have.
Well, for free, we'll throw in the Mark of the Beast.
Well, you already had the Mark of the Beast. What about, where did 5G work into that?
Here's the thing you gotta know about 5G, Graham. It's not from here. It don't come from here. It comes from somewhere else.
Yeah.
It come here bringing all these other G's, yeah. 4 of them.
Listen.
Aside from itself.
I'm a 5G accelerationist, right? I can't wait until we have 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10G so that the people will know. So that the fucking sheep will wake up and know that there's a fucking knife to their throat. And like all the sheep, we're gonna get shaved, right? Do you wanna get shaved? I don't know if I do yet.
Hell no.
If I had something to repent for, then you best believe that I would shave. But I have nothing to repent for. So you stay away from my wool.
If Bill Gates wants my thick will, he's gonna... If Bill Gates wants my thick will, he's got to come here and clasp on it with his teeth and pull it out one by one.
I already have no hair on my head. Have I already been shaved by 5G?
Yes.
That's how I do it.
I'm sorry. It's when they introduced the 1G when we were kids that it took out your hair. I don't know. My hair was protected because I didn't shave my balls. The rest of my hair was protected. But your sack was smooth. And the 5G creates a cosine wave that goes with the sine wave, Graham.
No.
You understand?
No, Graham. No, your balls smooth. No.
That was a sine wave, and it created a cosine wave that meant that your head was shaved as well. Oh my God, the 1G!
No,
fuck you.
No, are you telling me that with the 6G I'm gonna lose an eyebrow? With the 17, one armpit worth of hair?
All of it's coming
out. Is that going to happen?
Yes, you'll be completely shaved.
I'm going to be, by the time 8G comes along, you'll be lucky if you have skin. Your skin is going to, it's just going to explode off your body.
God, no, I mean, I shave my balls by myself. You're telling me AG's going to do that for me, but rip the skin from beneath them?
Graham, it'll just like unpeel you.
God, it'll look like the two grapes nobody eats from the bunch hanging beneath me.
Hey, listen here, Grant. 8G's going to peel you like a grape. Careful, like, and slow. Yo. It's going to take your thin skin. It's going to chew on it between its teeth.
You know how they had to use a quarter ton of ammonium nitrate to take out the 5G?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're going to have to use the fuel air bomb to take out the 8G.
Tell me it's not like that. Tell me it's not like that.
It is like that. You have no idea. You have to understand.
It makes 8 tons of napalm sound like a fucking vacation.
Listen, I've had enough of the woke mob obsessed with pronouns and fuel air bombs that they want to explode over our 5G.
Listen.
Are you telling me all of our pussies will be hairless?
I'm a simple Christian man, all right? I just want to talk about the Bible in America. And then I come home, and it's all transgender, all fucking fuel air bombs, radio waves, sines and cosines, fucking ammonium nitrate explosives.
You know what, though? But
It's all cisgender this. And steel burns at this temperature. It's horrible.
No.
Heavy water this. Yeah.
No, hold on. Jad's on something. I think once we get to 10G, it's going to be cisgender.
Yeah. All these 10G, boy. 10G is where it all comes around.
Yeah, that's it. It's going to –
It's adding G's. It's just like – I don't LGBTQ. You think that's a fucking coincidence? 5G?
No, I don't think so.
There's already 1G in that. LG,
But, dude, by then you can't call 5G him. It's they.
I've said enough of the woke glitterati obsessed with fuel air bombs and obsessed with delayed response cells that get activated after the government collapses.
Listen, I'm not one of the coastal elites, right? We use ammonium nitrate in real America, okay? We don't use any of your pussy fuel air bombs, all right?
Hold on, which of the G's after 5 left all the landmines for the children to step on?
Oh, that was 3G. Oh, yeah, the shiny landmines, the ones that look like toys. Yeah.
<Bill Gates. laughs> It's like, oh, it's an elephant. No.
It was the Virgin Atlantic guy who was in charge of that. Yeah. He was like, our generation of landmines are better.
Guys, I'm tired of how the fucking global elite are always trying to figure out how to burn down entire cities. Like, for what? To what end? Who are they?
There's no need when you can just litter the field with glitter and toy-filled fucking landmines. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Graham, you lost your hair at 1G. You're like one of these people that has an orphan disease that science doesn't care about. You're like the first guy that got AIDS before they knew what it was. And that must be hard for you. And now all these other genes are coming.
Casey Kasem was the first guy that got AIDS before they knew what it was.
Really?
Yeah, he was fine.
Wait. Casey Kasem was the guy that had sex with the monkeys?
Yes, that's right. But anyway, sorry. No, go on.
It's like the Bible is set up really simply. It's just like, don't fuck the monkeys. He's like, I'm going to fuck the monkeys.
Oh, that's the other thing, boys, is what they never talk about, is there's but 9 G's in the entire Bible.
Yeah. One is God.
Yeah, God, that's it. God only appears in the Bible 9 times. If you had another G.
But they wrote a new song. There's new theme music for each one.
For each Bible?
Well, no, for each appearance.
Oh, yeah, when God would show up. But so 10G is an abomination. It's going to, like, split us open.
Well, yeah, but that's why it's cisgender and has multiple identity crisis.
10G is the beast.
Yeah, 10G uses every bathroom at the same time.
10G is unmarried and has cats.
10G vaporizes your shit in your butt, so you don't have to go to the bathroom, and you don't even know. 10G just cooks your piss and shit.
10G makes you see things before they happen, but you can't change them.
10G is like a bird.
10G makes you face your sad fate and trudge grimly towards your...
10G has a chlora like a bird. It pisses and shits and gives birth from the same hole.
10G is the ocean. And the ocean is energy. And we all are energy. And time and space are just manifestations of one another.
You know, you guys, we have to, like, take a beat. And it's like, how do our governments think this is a good idea? No, why is Joe Biden talking about we need more G's and we gotta get
Chuck Schumer together?
Yeah,
but we should take a beat, and as Pat said, 10G is the ocean and the ferocity, and the cast is the albatross above it. But we will turn the term albatross away from something being negative to something being positive and calm.
The albatross. Oh God! It's the albatross.
It's terrible.
The government made it stop so soon.
Yeah, but the albatross never lands in the 10G. Just floats above it.
In the 10G sea.
And it meals from amongst it.
It's horrible how the government treats this bird, which is us. We are that bird.
Yes.
Community radio is a seabird that can never land. Why? Because of all the G's in the C's.
Too many G's in the C's.
It's why the 5G. It's why they're trying to use it to suppress our seed. It's because before that, remember, Graham, when we were little boys and they thought that babies came from storks? So the government started installing all those towers to project energy out to try and kill the storks.
Yeah, to try to microwave those birds in flight.
Yeah. Prevent them...
They fucked up. I mean, the Khalifa, like, storks drop babies down fucking chimneys too. It's like, well, you already clogged those up and killed Santa. Like, the storks are fucked. So why are we doing that? And it fucked everything up worse.
You have to
remember. Do you guys remember when those kind, sweet men tried to found a caliphate away from 5G in the desert? And the U.S. was like, no. And they shot cell towers at these poor.
It's like, find your oasis.
that's why they sent the drones that there are the heretic drones. The heretic drones.
Heretic drones that shoot telephone poles and radio antennas into the ground.
And eat pork.
5G.
You know, George Soros went back in time and he started this whole thing with Lawrence of Arabia. He rode the camels and planted the 5G across the desert.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's all there. It's all there. The problem is no one actually reads the Bible.
The good books, not the bad books.
No, only the good ones, Graham.
Burn the bad books.
Boys, what are you thankful for? I'll go first. I'm thankful for the power and the glory of Jesus. Graham, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful that the wrap around my penis prevents me from tripping over it.
Graham does have a big penis. It's true. Dad, what are you thankful for?
Your dad hates the cat.
It's so hard to find things to be thankful for now because I feel like I'm surrounded by sin.
No.
I mean, you do have a cat full of virus.
And I feel like my cat is full of virus in the back.
And she knows it and flaunts it right at you.
I don't know, boys. I think COVID has been... It's been hard because people are worshiping this virus and hoping it fucks them to death. And it's like, who do I pray to now? Tony... Or Tony.
Well, speaking of, we want to do Tony? Yeah.
I'll be Tanya.
Yeah. Hang on. One second. prayer is the theme. Remember prayer.
No, that's fine. I mean, while you're doing that, we can take an apocal beat and play. We can play a quick board game.
Nope.
What do you mean, no?
Hey. Isn't it great to be a Fauci, Tanya?
Tony, you cocksucker, you! It's fucking... You didn't treat Donnie right, and he left you, and it serves you right. Same way you didn't treat Mom right.
Hey, Tanya. You know, sometimes when you pray, and you don't know if God's gonna listen to your prayers?
Yeah, like sometimes I kneel under my bed, and I'm like, God, split me open. God, burn me in a box under the house, please, God.
You know how, like, you know how, like, if you think of the world as being based on chaos and entropy and the laws of physics, but then when we think about our own bodies and our DNA, it's as though those laws don't apply, right?
Yeah.
We are energy, and what is energy, right? Does it ever make you wonder if, like, just some kind of living thing could become its own independent variable and then send everything going crazy, like a virus or something?
Yeah, like sometimes I'm thinking, if my cocksuck DNA is so great, how come this virus can come and fuck me to death? You cocksucker, you!
Listen, Tanya, you know, do you think that maybe the coming virus is the result of not praying enough?
Yeah. You know, sometimes I see these kids that come from houses that don't look like us and they don't pray as much as they should. And I know it makes the virus unhappy. And now I feel like the virus is punishing us with Chimera Harris.
Oh, that is true. Well, okay, hang on.
Tony, listen, I'm just your simple baby sister. But I heard that Chimera Harris is a terrifying human squid amalgamation that's come to step on our dicks.
Guys. You know what's sad? This new bill. Listen, Tanya.
Yeah.
I came home from work today and I had a proposal.
You came home from work at the Napoli virus factory where you mass produced this virus?
I came home from work at the Food and Drug Administration, FDA. Where does he work?
He works at...
Yeah, no, you got it. You got it.
NIH. I came home from work at the NIH.
National Institute of Health.
And I said to myself...
You know what the NIH stands for? No infections here!
And I thought to myself, we here at the NIH have the goal of keeping people healthy. But more than anything, we have the goal of keeping people's seed under control.
Yeah.
A better way to prevent people from fucking than to make them wear masks. The other day, I was out and I saw this couple of people from China, and they were wearing masks and they appeared to be on a Tinder date. And there's no way they fucked. Listen, baby sister, there's no way that couple fucked. If we want to control the population for Agenda 21, we're gonna have to make all these fucking cucks wear masks.
Tony,
now, I know you're with me.
Tony, I know since you were a boy, you hated the idea of people getting laid and screwing and fucking, and it made you sad.
Yeah, it makes God cry. Do I want God to cry?
No, Tony, you're a good boy, and you always hated it when God cried, when people fucked. And now that you're a man, you can stop people from fucking and making God cry. But the thing is,
when God cries, my heart bleeds.
Yo, this voice terrifies my cat. She's so scared right now.
You know what the sad part is? Tony Fauci never really told us the truth that if our masks and our G-strings matched, that we'd actually be safe.
Yeah, you puppy, you pussy.
Not as angry. It's, oh, you know when, by the way, okay, listen, we have a friend, who, when he came out, his parents got mad at him for being gay, and they sent him to his preacher, and the preacher was like, you can't be gay because of the Bible, and he's like, you know that you can't wear poly blends because of the Bible, right? Like, you're not supposed to wear a different cloth on top as on the bottom. You're supposed to wear the same cloth. You're supposed to wear, like, a potato sack.
It makes God sad. Yeah. And ever since you were a boy in the old neighborhood, you hated when God cried.
Listen, do you remember, Hang on. Wait for it.
You know, only the best priest played skins and shirts and basketball with the kids.
Only the fittest and coolest priest.
Hang on. Oh, shut up, Graham. One second.
Fucking couch.
Oh, wait.
Kick up what?
I don't know. I'm still thinking about how our math should match our G-strings, and then the deeper secret was that our masks should also match our fucking condoms.
Wait, shut up, maybe
the tampons our women wear.
Yes, it's because we're not wearing items that match the colors why the virus is happening. But listen, Tanya.
Yeah, the virus hates matching.
Yeah.
Tony, do you remember when the virus came out and you were confused and said we shouldn't wear masks?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I thought that the mask should be for the healthcare workers.
Yeah, and then you said, and you called them dirty people.
Yeah, it was for the greater good.
You said these people in healthcare, they're dirty.
And then what?
And then you said you don't know where they've been. And then you said we should kiss maybe. Don't worry that we're brother and sister.
Wait.
And then you said, listen, wear masks, okay, but stop jacking off. Whatever you do, stop jacking off. You jack off, you cocksucker, you.
Wait.
But then everybody stopped jacking off, and the scene just got crazy. And then you should have called a specialist. Yeah, you stopped jacking off, and it just made the virus angry.
Hey, I remember that day. You know, I remember the next day. It was one of the most embarrassing days of my life because I had to admit that I was wrong. And I had to come out, and I had to say, listen, people of America, I know that a couple days ago I said that me, Tony Fauci, said that you should stop jacking off, America.
And Tony, do you remember? Angry.
What?
Remember at the press conference where all the male reporters were hugging their dicks in the stands? Like, what do you mean?
And then it's making God angry. So I told everyone, listen, I was wrong. I was wrong to tell you to stop jacking off. Actually, what we need to do is jack off more. We got it wrong in scripture. For some reason, the fact that you stopped jacking off has made God angry. And
yeah.
Now we're 2 weeks behind for our jacking off quota to please God. So everybody has to jack off a lot.
Yeah, Tony, you were always a dumb fuck, cock, sucker, rat, fuck. And you never understood virus. What about your friend Chris Christie from back in the neighborhood? What's he have to say about all this?
Graham, you're Chris Christie.
No, I thought you were going to call me in.
Yeah,
your friend Chris Christie from back in the neighborhood. He was always such a good boy. With such a wide and impressive dick, not like you small dick cocksucker rat thing, motherfucker.
No, well, hello, my friends. I just wanted to speak with the cast on this very, very important issue.
Who are you?
It's Chris Christie.
I'm Chris Christie.
Gentlemen, Chris Christie.
Former member of the Trump administration and very well-respected member of my community. Now, I just wanted to speak on this very important issue about matching, and it is very true. The virus does not like your items to match. I personally have a tiger print mask, a tiger print G-string, tiger print condoms, tiger print butt plugs, tiger print tampons, tiger print eye patches, tiger print whips, tiger print paddles. And I use all of them on my tiger print printed bed, tiger print sheets with my tiger printed man boy. And I am virus free.
The tiger will protect us.
Are you the tiger?
No, my man is the tiger, but I am free because I match.
Did you guys know that in ancient Latin, Chris Christie meant tiger cock?
It actually meant white.
Caesar was like, "Veni, veni, Chris Christie," and the Senate agreed. Right.
Well, I mean, that's why they killed Caesar.
Yeah, they hated how he. They
were like, "Chris Christie's white tiger cock is just too much." So Caesar, the Ides of March, we're just gonna get done.
It's not fair how Chris Christie, how his presidential run was sliced short. How his presidential run was sliced short because the press found out he had a tiger.
Check him. Like, does it match? Does the tiger print?
The cruel, perverted, sick New Jersey press corps, the Trenton Peakers. They were like,
"Oh, the
Chris."
It was Kristen Print.
It was a dark time in the history of the state. It was an embarrassing moment for my fair governor.
It was an abomination.
It was an embarrassment. They were so intolerant of this man because of the stripes on his cock. They hated him for it.
The worst part was there was no building large enough to house him and his potential virus. So they just did it on the beach. And then,
you know, in Jersey, if you walk along the shore in Jersey, just virus just washes up on the fucking beach.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It was Christie laid there and everybody thought it was just a beached whale, but it was just Christie full of potential virus.
It's terrible. And then hipsters make tables out of reclaimed virus that washes up on the beaches.
Yes. Absolutely. Because when the virus is brought from Jersey to Brooklyn, it's now cool.
Yeah.
That's guys know how the virus flops? How it migrates in like a V pattern?
No, but the virus is only cool if you transport it.
But you know what I'm talking about? How when you look up in the sky, you can see these V's for a virus. Yeah, and they spell out what they are and travel in like a V. It's crazy, man.
The MSM hates how obvious it is.
Yeah.
We're investigating routes of transmission. It's like there's a V in the sky.
Yeah, no, and the virus isn't migrating. It's just advertising itself.
Yeah.
It was like, yo, I'm here. I'll be here tomorrow. Look at me. Fuck you, assholes.
Yeah.
We were so arrogant in the face of this virus. We were like, oh, those are just birds.
Yeah. Sure. It's like, yeah, the swallows fly. No, it's not true.
Yeah, and the mainstream media expected us to just swallow that.
Yeah. Like,
100%.
They're like, these are swallows. Swallow.
And they blame them. Open your mouth. Swallow. We're gonna spit. This is the mainstream media. Hi, welcome to the news, guys. Hang on. I'm resending the link.
What? They them.
Resending the link. Resending the link. Resending the link.
Okay.
Resending. Stay up. Resending. This is rule. We're on a roll. Stay up. Resending. Bye. Resending.